You may now have thought of your question, or you may now have some things that you would like to raise. So are there any questions or any comments that anyone would like to make? Carol will run around with the microphone. So kind of if you want to say something or ask something, please kind of raise a hand. Sigh. Is there an anointing on that row? Yeah. There's more questions than that row. Sorry.
Yeah. We've got a wager going for the most comments. No, it's just a really simple one because it sort of struck me as we were thinking about it, just how little we'd all have to give extra to make up that deficit. I mean, it's terrible at maths, but I think it's about 5% extra on top of what we would normally give. So I know that isn't something that's possible for everyone, but it did just strike me that it's so easy to kind of go months and months without kind of doing anything about it. But if we all did something very small, it would probably take away that stress quite quickly. So I just thought I'd encourage you, kind of as a church family, as we're talking, and probably it's more difficult perhaps sometimes for Chris and the others to say that, if we just all give such a small amount extra and spread that load between everyone, it will be, I think, achievable.
Thank you, Si. I mean, obviously, I kind of agree with that, but I also agree with it out of the knowledge that one of the things when we did the gift day was to say to people, would you consider your gifting? And the last thing we want as a church family is to be a body of people that is putting pressure on people to feel obligated. We want to encourage people to respond, you know, out of a sense of gratitude for what God has done, not out of obligation. But thank you, Si. What else? Jess, Carrie, you've got to run to the back, I'm afraid. Jessica. I was running earlier. I did run. I kind of got up to half speed down the aisle, honestly.
Impressive. I just wanted to say, as a parent of young children, after the service, it's kind of hard to kind of keep tabs on everybody, on all the little ones and everything that's going on, but everybody who moves the furniture every week and every kind of day for all of the groups and stuff that go on midweek, it's just really noticed, and I don't think we ever kind of say thank you to everybody who moves the furniture because they just do it so humbly and so quietly, and they kind of just dodge all these little feet running around as they do it. But it's so nice to see everybody just coming together and being so humble in what they do, and it is noticed, and it's so hard when you've got little ones to say thank you to everybody. But when I'm older and they've grown up, I'm going to be serving coffee and Julian's going to be doing the running around, you know, so we'll pass it all on. But I just wanted to say thank you to all those people who do move all the chairs and stuff, because they're so gracious and kind, and they don't judge. So I just wanted to thank you publicly.
Thank you, Jess. If anyone else wants to help moving chairs, we will be only too pleased. And parents, we do try not to run your children over, but it does get scary, so do keep an eye on them. Linda.
Yeah. I suppose Chris and I have been in this church under 5 years, something like that, coming up to that. And one thing that I was incredibly impressed with when I joined, and that has continued to impress me, is the number of people in this church who work in caring professions, who have kind of give incredibly sacrificially in their jobs. I think perhaps sometimes when you preach at the front about asking God what he wants you to do with your life, sometimes that translates into going out and doing something out there in the world that is perhaps not always very visible. And I feel that the kingdom of God is always bigger than we think, because we all do things that we don't tell anyone that we're doing it, if you know what I mean. And I know that things need doing in the church as well, but I just wanted to bring that point across, that I think that a lot of what a lot of people here do, I find incredibly inspiring, even if it's not visible on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I think that's what I meant by, does church exist to sustain people in those areas of ministry? Or are we expecting them to be sustaining church when actually they're giving what they're really called to do, is doing those things? So that's exactly what I meant really in that. But thank you, Linda. Mark.
What you were saying earlier, Chris, about us being disciples and going out and telling people about Jesus, are there plans in the next year to have times when we can bring our friends, our neighbours, our work colleagues to something that they wouldn't feel threatened? Naturally, people wouldn't come to a service like this on a Sunday morning because they wouldn't feel part of it. Do we have plans to have things that we could bring people along to where they can hear the gospel, but it's in a safe environment where nothing sinister will happen in their minds?
The answer to that is no.
Okay.
And one of the reasons for that is because I would actually question whether that's the most effective model, or whether the more effective model is actually people discovering church as it is. And I will be talking about that in about a month and a bit's time.
Fantastic.
And you can then challenge me on those assumptions. At that juncture. Hannah. I do like it when people ask questions. I hate it when you get to the end of an annual church meeting and no one asks anything. So thank you.
Sorry, I'm not going to ask a question.
That's all right. oh, shucks.
Sorry. There have been a lot of thank yous this morning, and I just wanted to put in my thanks to you, Chris, and to Carol. And just to say, I'm sure everyone agrees, that I just love the way you're both so good at recognising people's gifts and talents and letting us run with them, and not being scared about people taking risks. And yeah, just want to say thank you so much for your leadership and how gracious you are at letting us all be involved. So thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you.